But Dr. Tony Evans says that there's more to that relationship than we may realize. He'll tell us more as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
I fly American, have accumulated lots of miles over 40 years of flying, and as a platinum flyer, I get a book. And this book gives all the rights and privileges I have because of my relationship with American. But I really have never paid attention to that book. I get it every year they send it, I thumb through it, but I don't really pay attention to it because I'm concerned about one thing with American: flying me from point A to point B. That's all I care about. I don't care about the book, I don't care about, you know, just safely fly me from point A to point B, and I'm a happy camper. I don't care about the book. But the other day, I was decided to look at the book. I discovered there are added benefits that have accrued to me because of my relationship. Now, I know as a Christian, your major concern is going from hell to heaven safely. Your major concern is when you die, you will wind up in the presence of the Lord. However, on your way there, God wants you to know there are riches, rights, and privileges that you can benefit from on your way to your ultimate destination.
If you haven't started that journey through a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, or if you're not even sure what that means, visit TonyEvans.org and click on the link that says Jesus. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
Hi, this is Robert Jeffries, pastor of First Baptist Church in Dallas. I'm thrilled to invite you to this year's Faith and Freedom Forum at North Jacksonville Baptist Church on Tuesday, April 2nd. Join other local pastors and church leaders as we gather in community and learn how together we can defend our religious liberty. I look forward to seeing you there.
Tuesday, April 2nd at North Jacksonville Baptist Church, the Faith and Freedom Forum. Tickets are limited. Reserve yours today at faithfreedomforum.com.
Ignition sequence time.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 0. All engines running. Commit. Liftoff.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to SWAT Radio. Brad Sykes, normally alongside my good buddy Doug McCary. Doug is actually out in California at the Shepherd's Conference at Grace Community Church out there, and I am privileged to have my good friend and my golfing buddy, and we can make a list of that. Brian Andrews, brother, welcome back.
Thank you, Brad. Always good to be here with you, and every time I do golf with you, I learn something that shaves it. Stroke or two off my game, so can't wait to do that again. Yeah,
I don't know about that. Golf has a tendency to reveal the flesh in me, you know.
Oh, definitely. With me
does
too.
Does golf do that to you sometimes?
It tortures me. Yeah. Seriously, just to make it through a round without muttering a curse word is a challenge. And yeah. and lately I've been, you know, 50-50 on that.
Hey, so are you telling me that golf is good for us? God uses it to conform us to his image?
Well, he definitely humbles me. I don't know if it's part of his plan, but it's torturous half the time. True. Yes.
Oh, well, I'm thinking of Doug, who is probably, I think the Shepherd's Conference started today, and I have never been to it. In fact, I told Doug, this was probably about 2 months ago, it just dawned on me. I don't know. I had some reminder in my calendar that it was coming up, thinking, you know, a couple months out, probably be a good time. Let's buy a ticket. I'm going to go out there. And
to TPC?
No, to the Shepherd's Conference.
Yeah.
And so I called Doug. I said, hey, how do you feel about going to the Shepherd's Conference with me? And he goes, well, I've already got my ticket, and you better check to see if there are any available. Well, this was 2 months ago, Brian.
Oh,
so I get on their website, and they're sold out. I've got no ticket. So,
okay.
I'm a little jealous,
yeah,
because Doug is out there, and right. You know, the Shepherd's Conference has been going on for years and years. And, of course, we've had Phil Johnson on. He was Doug's guest actually last week.
That's right.
But anyway, so I'm a little jealous, but maybe I can rub some golf into Doug's wound.
I'll try hard to make being stuck with me not so bad, okay?
Hey, well, you know, I was thinking about Doug. Doug told me the other day he hasn't played golf in like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, maybe when he gets back, we need to get him out and play a little golf.
He's suffered enough, right?
Although Lori may be listening, saying, no golf for Doug. The whole point of Friday's Doug taking off was that he and Lori would get away. Just, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, the tendency is we love to open the Word of God with people. We love to teach. We love to study. We love to disciple.
Yeah.
I could do it all the time.
Absolutely.
You know, I was reminded yesterday, my wife tuned in, and I think some others were too. She's like, you get excited when y'all talk about, you know, the passage or the text.
I was telling my wife the same thing. I said, the Holy Spirit just makes us giddy almost by the time we leave this booth. Would you not agree?
It's just
God's Word.
I think of how many times we have, you know, that red light right there on the wall goes off, and we have some just great conversations.
Yeah, that's it.
And just so... so thankful, truly, for, as I've said many times, we are, what you see in me, and still far from where I want to be, as Paul says, I'm confident of this, he who began a good work in us will bring it to completion. I am far from complete, but I am the result of the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and the men of God.
Amen.
And by the way, you know, if you're tuned in today, you're wondering, you know, what is this SWAT thing all about? You know, SWAT stands for Spiritual Warriors Advancing Truth, and we're thrilled to have you join us today. Of course, our desire on SWAT Radio is to equip and encourage you, the listener, to live out your faith fearlessly in a world that often challenges it. And in fact, our mission is rooted in the biblical understanding that the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. And Paul exhorts the believers to demolish these arguments, every lofty opinion that's raised against the knowledge of God, by taking every thought captive to obey Christ. And you think about, Brian, you think about the arguments or the lofty opinions that we come up against on a daily basis.
Yes.
In fact, if you're a news junkie, it's every minute. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
The lofty opinions that are raised against the knowledge of God. But we, as believers, as followers of Christ, as disciples, we're to take every thought captive.
Yes.
And I know there's a lot of things on the headlines today.
Yeah.
Super Tuesday yesterday.
Absolutely. Happy Super Wednesday, I suppose, to you. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, one thing from yesterday's results, I would say, that kind of stunned me a little bit was American Samoa. We learned about that Biden has a competitor in the primary who won 51 of the 91 votes in American Samoa. And so, you know, Jason Palmer, you know, well done. You know, that's, what a surprise. You got your name recognition, and now his picture's all over the internet because he's taken 3 of the 6 delegates there.
That is funny.
I know.
I didn't even know anything about, you know, the Samoans.
It's in the Pacific near Hawaii, heading towards New Zealand. You can't miss it, apparently.
Have you been there? Have you traveled there?
And this guy hasn't either. He just does one video and says, you deserve better. And they go, you're right. And they gave him the majority of the votes.
Now, he has to live there, though, doesn't he?
No, you don't. They're just a primary state.
Jason Palmer.
He's registered only in 16 primary states.
Okay.
And one of them was the American Samoa, who are not citizens, of course, but they're U.S. nationalists, I think is what they call them.
So I'm really curious if he's ever been there.
No, he's not. He didn't campaign there. He said, I haven't, but, you know, I did a video conference and they liked me.
Of course, Biden probably hadn't been there either.
He hasn't.
Nor has Trump.
I don't think so.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we are in for a whirlwind, I have a feeling. Well, I don't have a feeling. I know it.
Oh, I know.
Because we've already seen it in the media. It's just nonstop.
Yeah. You remember Paul Harvey?
You know, of course.
I referenced some of you that listened yesterday. Paul Harvey, back in 1965, had that, you know, that voice. I listened to it only because my grandmother did as a young kid. And he'd always end it with a big Paul. He'd say, Paul Harvey. And then he'd count to like 8, it seemed. And he goes, good day.
Yeah, exactly.
But he was the source of truth for so many people there. And he wrote in 1965 something that says, if I was the devil, you can go out there and search it. There's some, I tried to validate as best I could. And what he says is a number of scenarios. If I were the devil, I would do this in America, right, to lead people astray. One of the things he says is I would convince people that God lives in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And when we get a little wrapped up here and we think, oh, my gosh, everything's terrible, we need to realize that there's not a savior out there that's a politician that can do for us what Jesus can.
Amen.
And we need to make Jesus known to others around. So you gave the SWOT overview. Let me say that just 30 minutes ago, I learned of somebody that's listening today for the first time. Lav, glad to have you. Lav's a manager of a very large fitness club in town and is signing in today on live radio. So thank you.
Yeah, Lav, hey, you can always call us too. If you just want to call and say hi to Brian,
you
know, we may have some listeners out there who don't get to listen to you that much. So they can call us at 844-777-7928. One of the most, I think, well, there's a lot of special things about SWAT radio. Yeah. Number one is that we get up here not as experts, but as men,
right?
Just like those of you who may be listening, flawed, opening the Word of God,
yeah,
discussing it live, expositing it live,
right,
and allowing you to come in and engage in the conversation. So absolutely, just want to always mention that. It is a unique format.
Right.
We're familiar with call-in, you know, radio. We've had that for years.
Sure.
But not super familiar with any other, you know, what I would call spiritual conversation where you can call in,
yeah,
and ask questions.
Right,
leave
right
your comments.
Yeah, let's see if you can call in and stump Brad on some Bible trivia. That would be great.
Well,
yeah,
that's a guarantee you can do that.
mean, but you're right. We're imperfect vessels. But as this parable that we started yesterday tells us, it reminds us that the sower, which is Jesus in this scenario, but it's also his disciples, whenever we're casting out God's word, we have the responsibility to make sure that seed is pure, that it's mm-hmm God's word and it doesn't have other things within it. So as Christians, all disciples need to be able to cast God's word out there and sow it responsibly, right?
Yeah. We didn't even get into that yesterday. That's really not part of the text, but
yeah,
how important is it that we accurately,
yes,
divide the truth,
absolutely,
that we rightly handle it? And
yeah,
so oftentimes I'm preparing for a lesson on Friday from Acts chapter 4. And, Acts chapter 6, I'm reminded how important it is that as we get behind these mics or we stand in a pulpit or yeah, we sit at Starbucks and disciple
right
somebody, that we are rightly handling the word of truth.
Yes.
Jesus said to his Father, sanctify them in the truth.
Yes.
Your word is truth. You know, I don't want anybody to be interested in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to be interested in what God has to say, not
right
what Brian or Brad have to
absolutely
say.
Absolutely. Point them right back to the word. Yes.
Yeah.
And even Jesus does this time and time again in his ministry too. And that, of course, we have over 300 examples of prophecy, Old Testament, New Testament, that were fulfilled in Jesus' life, right?
Mm.
What are the odds of that?
Yeah.
Somebody tried to calculate it one times 10 to the 153, which means put 153 zeros after one.
Wow.
And one other person, I mean, that's covering the whole state of Texas in sand and silver dollars an inch or two thick, some crazy thing like that.
And, of course, you would say to somebody, how do you not get this?
Correct.
And that's where we have to be reminded,
uh-huh,
it is God who draws man to himself.
And the condition of their heart.
Yeah.
Where are they? Are they willing to cooperate
yeah
and soften their
yeah
heart to, yeah, to believe?
Well,
right,
and it's a good reminder as we look at the text today. And we're
mm-hmm
we're talking about the parable of the soils.
Yes.
You know, this idea
right
that as the seed of the gospel goes out, where is it falling?
Yeah.
You know, where is it falling? And in the parables that we're looking at today, there are four different soils that
right
that seed falls onto.
Absolutely.
And, we spoke about it a little bit yesterday, that it's easy to read that passage or to hear that passage taught and think, well,
yeah,
my heart has received that word and I'm a Christian.
Right.
But the reality is, It's the constant sowing of the word. It's the constant sowing of the seed.
Yes.
And we need that seed sown into us all the time.
We do.
And so the preparation, the important part of that for us is to get that soil ready,
right.
Get it prepared for
yeah.
that seed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to dive into chapter 4, verse 1 through 20 today. If you were with us yesterday, we dug in probably the first 10 verses. But if I may, Brad, let me give us a little recap.
Because yeah,
as I said live on the radio, I understand this parable better yesterday than I ever have before. So it's helping me, you know, with my heart as well. So, you know, buckle up those overalls, so to speak, put on your straw hat and start thinking like a farmer, because you're going to get your knees and your boots dirty a little bit. This parable asks you first, take a look at yourself. What kind of soil is your heart? And then secondly, it encourages us to say, hey, where are other people? Where is their heart? And how can I help prepare that soil, you know, in their life too? So, you know, we'll look at those four conditions of the soil, as Brad already said. And then, you know, as Jesus is teaching from the boat, you know, and teaching to the crowd, and the crowd's sitting there, he's already done, you know, numerous miracles. He's already infuriated the Pharisees, the Sadducees. And so when we come back, I'd like to just give a feel for some of the profile in the audience mm-hmm. and say, how might these people be more opportunistic or more worldly thinking, how they can take advantage of what Jesus is saying?
Amen. Send us out for the break, if you will, Brian.
Absolutely. Give us a call on the break, 844-777-7928. Thanks for listening, and thank you to our sponsors that keep us on the air.
Yes.
If you'd like to contact SWAT Radio, the toll-free number is 1-844-777-7928. That's 844-777-7928 or 844-777-SWAT. You can also listen to this program through the WTRJ The Truth app from the App Store or over the Internet by accessing www.swatradio.com. We'll be back shortly for further discussion and to take your calls.
We're so grateful for having people like Tom Neal Truck Company sponsoring SWAT Radio. Tom Neal Truck Company is located at 417 Edgewood Avenue South in Jacksonville, Florida. Tom Neal is a full-service franchise truck dealer for Freightliner, Western Star, Volvo, Isuzu, and Sprinter vans, offering new and used truck sales, service, parts, and truck rental and leasing to the North Florida and South Georgia truck market. More information on Tom Neal Truck Company is located at www.tomnehl.com.
Tuesday, March 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Northeast Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce is hosting its inaugural job fair, uniting job seekers, employers, and community members toward talent and career growth. Job seekers can explore opportunities aligned with their skills and faith, while employers gain access to a pool of candidates dedicated to Christian values in the workplace. All are welcome to attend, with special rates and sponsorship options for chamber members looking to increase visibility. Author and host of the Mere Christians podcast, Jordan Rayner, is the featured guest speaker of the day. Several other Christian professionals, educators, and personalities will be leading informative and inspiring breakout sessions. Save the date, enjoy lunch, and secure your spot as space is limited. The Northeast Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce 2024 Job Fair, Tuesday, March 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Schultz Center, 4019 Boulevard Center Drive, Jacksonville, Florida. For more information, visit neflchristianchamber.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Listen online at ilovethetruth.com.
Look down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touchdown in the cold black tie, hold on for the sudden star. Breathe in the familiar shock of confusion and chaos. All those people.
Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. Brad Sykes and Brian Andrews coming to you live on this Wednesday. I call it SWAT Wednesday because SWAT Bible studies kick off on Wednesday.
They
and,
do.
Yeah. You know, I know we had one this morning. We had one at lunch. There's another one tomorrow morning. which I think is the one you typically go to, correct?
Yep,
and then there's a Zoom call. There's a Friday study that meets down in St. Augustine. If you are not plugged in to a group of men, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we are the result of the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and I think the men of God. You need to be around some men. You need to be around some men, not talking politics or sports, mm-hmm. some men around the Word of God. And, you know, I think if you're not, I always say, you know, man cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus said that in Matthew. And the reality is we need spiritual nourishment.
We do.
If your spiritual nourishment consists of an hour on Sunday morning, mm-hmm. you are malnourished.
Right. You know, you're eating baby food, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, as we're talking through even this passage, we've already mentioned the importance of that seed.
Yeah.
That we need the Word of God to take root in the hearts, in our hearts. Why? So that we can bear fruit, so that we can glorify God as we bear fruit.
Yeah.
And so I just want to encourage you, if you are not plugged into a men's study, it is not intimidating. Come join us in person.
Right.
Just come hang out, eat some food with us, open the Word of God together. Be challenged.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. I agree, and I hope we'll get some more visitors. But it's a strong group overall, not that numbers count. You know, we may have 150, 180 guys, you know, loosely connected with this that'll meet on a routine basis. So look on the website, find a location near you if you're in Jacksonville especially, or join the video on Thursdays, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Well, hey, before I jump into Mark, Chapter 4, verses 1 through 9, to kind of open us up. Let me continue with this summary here, right? So Jesus is teaching like a rabbi. He's in the boat. He's preaching to the crowds. The crowds can hear him because his voice is traveling over the water. And, you know, what must be going through the mind of the audience, right? And I'd try to envision myself. Well, if I was a farmer, I'd probably be thinking after this parable, wow, can I get Jesus to sow my seed and bless my crop so I'm going to get 30, 60, or 100 fold? How cool would that be if I could get Jesus to do that? If I'm a Pharisee, they've already united with the people they hate, Herodians, right? And they're trying to trap Jesus. I'd be saying, wow, can I be the one that hears him, traps him, records, documents, some blasphemy, and then we can have him arrested next time he's in Jerusalem and tried and under our law? Or if I was sick or infirm, I've seen the other miracles. I've noticed that people have just lunged and grabbed his, you know, robe and were healed. I'd be saying, where is he coming ashore? I want a position for that. So when he's done talking, I can get healed. Or to the hungry, you know, are there nets in that boat? When Jesus is done, is he going to pull off a miracle and catch more fish? And are we going to have fresh fish? Or am I going to get fed? You know, and, you know, for all of us, you know, even the disciples and everybody else, they're trying to say, is this really the promised Messiah? Is this him? Is this what he would look at? And, you know, Jesus talks in parables. And as we said yesterday, you know, a parable is like a parallel thought. It's a set alongside something. So what we're looking at is a spiritual truth and a daily truth of living. So let me say that again, a spiritual truth matched up with a daily truth of living. So when Jesus talks about fishing, or he talks about agrarian or agricultural references or sheep or anything else, do those people know? They absolutely do.
Mm-hmm.
Do I know? No, not as much. I got a sense. But we need to ponder the parable, because that's what parables are meant to do. They make us seek out and pray and think about it and ask for guidance and seek, you know, interpretation for that. Well, you know, as we look at, again, the four soils, which represent our heart, and the question is, what's our heart about, right? And preparing that soil, Brad, when I was thinking about it, and I look back, all the major movements, or many major movements by God, are preceded by preparation, right? John the Baptist, we know what he did and how he prepared for Jesus. The prophets, Elijah and others, all had boot camp experiences where they suffered, maybe in the belly of a whale, maybe 3 years, you know, next to a brook. Then we look at Moses and his boot camp experience, David, Joseph, Paul. Those are just some top of mind that all, you know, were prepared before God could do his mighty work in their hearts and everything else. So that's encouragement to me, that hardship prepares my heart And that's so the seed can grow and produce fruit. And most of the time, it's getting me away from me or my prideful self. Yeah, or I'm so busy, you know, I think I'm doing other good stuff. But to think more eternally and relationship-oriented than just task-oriented. And so one final thing as we kind of wrap up, you know, the issue here is, will they hear? Not how well Jesus is preaching. Just like today, it's not how well you or I do on the radio, it's how well the audience will hear. And that is a spiritual thing, and that's what we can control, how well we can hear. And then in the end, the disciples, this motley crew, some might say, you know, that he selected, uneducated, probably didn't ever hear many rabbis preach before, and certainly weren't personally devoted to any of them. Jesus exhorts them when he says, how will you know if you don't? So stay tuned for that. And then he patiently explains, and it's his explanation that we benefit because it's recorded for here. So I'm thankful that we have a patient Jesus that even when I'm mentally dull, you know, he'll get through to me.
You mean you get that way?
Really, when I do, I do. Even before coffee, after coffee,
well,
everything.
Right? I'm drawn to verse 9 of chapter 4.
Yeah.
He says, this is after he's told this parable.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the rabbis always taught with parables. A teaching without a parable, as we said yesterday, is a basket without handles.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
it was always done. Parables were always used when teaching.
Yes.
And he says in verse 9, and he said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. So let's read the text again. Why don't you take the first 9 verses?
Good.
I'll take the remaining 11, and then we'll jump back in where we left off yesterday.
All right. Hear the word of God. Verse 1, he began to teach again by the sea. And such a very large crowd gathered to him that he got into a boat in the sea and sat down, and the whole crowd was by the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables, and was saying to them in his teaching, listen to this. Behold, the sower went out to sow. As he was sowing, some seed fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on the rocky ground where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of soil. And after the sun had risen, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. Other seeds fell into the good soil, and as they grew up and increased, they yielded a crop and produced 30, 60, and 100-fold. And he was saying, he who has ears to hear, let him hear.
Verse 10, and when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, to you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see but not perceive, and may indeed hear but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven. Verse 13, and he said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones along the path where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, the ones who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy. And they have no root in themselves, but endure for a while. Then when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are the ones sown among thorns. They are those who hear the word. But the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. But those that were sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. These are the very words of God. And
amen.
What
amen.
A teaching
this amen.
Is.
Yes.
I mean, we're going to give it today. We gave two of the parables or two of the soils yesterday.
Yeah.
We'll do two again today.
Yeah.
And then we'll have guest in tomorrow. But what a powerful visual You know, mm-hmm. I think the parables are taught so that they did have a visual. As you mentioned,
yeah.
we don't live in an agrarian culture. So
right.
you start talking about seed and soil and fields and grain and fruit and all that stuff. I used the illustration yesterday of this fruit tree that I planted next to my driveway.
And yes.
I did not prepare that soil, you yeah. know, and as a result, I'm not getting any fruit either.
Right.
I got a tree. It's alive. And I want to be careful. We're not saying that each one of these soils is an unconverted heart either.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not the teaching here. Mm-hmm. Now, it is interesting that the first soil, as we kind of covered yesterday, speaks about the seed that fell on this path. We were talking about the Nahalas, where, you know, it's like a checkerboard, and between my field and your field, there'd be a path that would be walked on by you or me
yeah.
or others. And as is often the case, that path becomes hardened.
Sure.
If you've ever been over there, you know it's dry over there, and they don't get a ton of rain.
Right.
But the reality is, that's the picture here of this first seed that is sown.
And the farmer, the sower's not throwing it there intentionally.
No.
It's just like overlapping
exactly.
from the other soil.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
It reminds me of when I plant, I don't know if you plant rye grass or you sow seed of winter grass during the winter. But
no.
So oftentimes I'll sow the seed and some of it gets in the driveway and it slips into the cracks of my driveway.
Okay.
And all of a sudden I've got rye grass coming through my driveway. Anyway, we'll jump into more of this when we come back from the break. Call us at 844-777-7928. We'll be right back after the break.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley ending her White House bid.
Haley outlasted other high-profile GOP candidates, including Ron DeSantis and Mike Pence. But in the end, she was no match for Donald Trump, who was on track to win the nomination. Haley congratulated the former president and said it's now up to Trump to earn the votes of those in the party and beyond it who did not support him.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Both President Biden and Donald Trump are closing in on the number of delegates needed for nomination. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden delivers his State of the Union speech to a joint session of Congress tomorrow night. GOP Representative Tim Burchett of Tennessee tells the Salem Radio Network while President Biden may paint a rosy picture of America during his address, all is not well.
The State of the Union is not great. We've had 10 million illegals brought over our border. That's $400 billion a year we've got to pay to keep these people up. The fentanyl being mulled in by these folks.
GOP Representative Rick Allen of Georgia tells the Salem Radio Network Biden turning a blind eye to the seriousness of the border crisis.
I mean, this is a national security issue. The head of the FBI said we're more exposed today than in any time in our history. I mean, that should be a red flag.
This is Mr. Biden's third State of the Union. Firefighters still trying to extinguish wildfires in Texas that have been burning across the panhandle, burning nearly 1.3 million acres, an area larger than the state of Rhode Island. Thousands of livestock have been killed. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. Wall Street is higher today. The Dow up 156 points. The Nasdaq adding 142. This is SRN News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
No active accidents, but there's some delays because of a broken down vehicle on the MLK Parkway southbound before Main Street, blocking the off-ramp right lane. Also, there's a broken down vehicle on the East Beltway 295 northbound before Alta Drive, and there's a disabled vehicle on I-95 northbound before Dunn Avenue. Partly cloudy tonight, low 59, Thursday mostly sunny, high 77. From the Traffic and Weather Center, I'm AJ.
There is good news for the captive, good news for the shame. There is good news for the world who walked away. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save.
Yes, he has. He's come to seek and save the lost. Glad you tuned in today here on SWAT Radio as Brad, as I am joined by my good friend Brian Andrews in studio as we kind of unpack the parable of the sower or the parable of the soil. That's kind of the way I would refer it to. But let me remind our listeners, if you are not familiar with SWAT, you aren't plugged into a men's Bible study, maybe we have some wives or some ladies out there tuned in, maybe you'd like to see your son or your husband or whoever get plugged in, go to SWATradio.com, click on the meetings tab, check out where we meet. We've got people on our Zoom call on Thursday nights from all over the country. In fact, we've got occasionally we'll get some from out of the country who'll call in and be on that call. But at SWAT Radio, we have five core values. We believe that God's word is our authority and it is our greatest weapon. We also believe that prayer is not just an act of obedience, but it's a recognition that the battle is the Lord's.
Mm-hmm.
And thirdly, we believe that discipleship is an act of iron sharpening iron, and it is essential in fighting the good fight. We also believe that evangelism is not just a command, but a commissioning for all who are called. And then finally, we believe that community is the place where we're given the opportunities to carry one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. You know, you think about, Brian, the men, the couples that have been in your life who have kind of bared the burdens that you have struggled with or you guys have struggled with.
You know,
you brought to my mind yesterday when we were on, or may have been on a break, we were talking about, you know, one of my grandsons who battled some serious, serious heart issues.
Right.
And by God's grace, he's doing well.
Yes.
But there was a valley there where I needed people to bear some burdens that I was going through.
Absolutely.
And I know you guys were praying for us as many as others were. But this is where I feel like we're so passionate. It's not about SWAT Radio. It's not about SWAT Ministries. It's about seeing men discipled, not isolated. You know, I feel like we live in this culture where we live in silos.
We do.
You know, we live in these, you know, echo chambers that, you know, people tell us what we want to hear. I mean, all the algorithms of the internet will tell you what you want to hear. But man, do I need to hear some truth.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. And we need to be able to receive. You know, when we sequester ourselves and we built our little castle and everything else at home and we feel safe, when things arise, you know, we're more inclined to say, yep, things are fine, or getting by, doing the best we can and leaving it at that. We need to say, hey, here's what's going on. I've got some needs and I need some men around me, and be ready to receive it. That's how God blesses and renews us.
Yeah, that word receive is exactly what we're talking about here in this parable.
Yes.
Seed is being sown. Is that seed being received? And what is the soil that's receiving that seed?
Right.
Went into the break describing what we in Florida often do. And I did in Texas when I lived in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Is usually sometime around October, I get this big bag of winter grass seed, and I get my little, you know, scatter thing that I'll walk behind and scatter.
Yeah.
And I have one of those scatter seed throwers, you know, so it's just scattering all over the place. And that's the picture you have in this parable, is that I'm walking behind and I'm scattering this seed.
Sure.
And it's interesting. depending on how beautiful, depending on the preparation of the soil will determine how beautiful my yard is, right?
It certainly will. Yeah. You know,
oftentimes that seed would get scattered. It'd get scattered on the driveway or out in the street, and birds would come. They'd pick it up.
Yeah,
they'd take it away.
Right.
The seed never gets planted. That's the soil that we talked about yesterday. This seed that falls on the path
or the sidewalk, even
exactly, or on the driveway. Mm-hmm. You know, it gets picked up
True.
By critters,
True.
Birds, or whatever. And that's the picture you have here. It's a hardened heart.
Yeah,
it's a trivial view of the gospel, the euangelion. And boy, have you ever come across those kind of people who you're sharing the gospel with them and they don't want to have anything to do with it?
Oh, that's more often than not. That's the case. You're right. We get set in our ways at a certain age and we just think, you know, we're not going to be influenced anymore by anybody else.
I don't need that. It's a
right.
complete rejection. And what's interesting about this parable and about that particular soil is that soil doesn't even break the surface. It stays right on the surface. It gets picked up by the enemy. And then the second seed is the seed that falls on what we would call, kind of rocky soil. Or in the case of my yard, that seed goes onto my driveway. I have as is not uncommon in Florida, I have a cracked driveway. I have areas of my driveway where it's cracked.
An expansion joint too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That seed drops into there, and there's enough dirt there that the seed takes root.
Mm-hmm.
It springs up. It looks great.
Yeah.
But only over a certain period of time, the sun comes up, and over time, it burns that grass out.
Right.
You ever had stuff like that?
Well, no, I have never tried to get, you know, yard of the month like you have clearly with overseedings, but I can relate exactly what you're talking about. You know what? Here's one that comes to mind. I was turkey hunting once, and first time I prepared the soil, threw the seed down there, and it started growing up, and I go, oh, this is great. And then the deer came in and just cleaned it out. I'm like, well, that didn't work. So then the next time I thought, well, let me throw the seed out on top about 3 weeks before turkey season starts, give them a while to find it. Well, they found it sooner than I thought and cleared and picked up all the seed before any of it could germinate properly. And so I don't have that turkey thing figured out yet.
Well, when you can introduce turkeys and deer into your Bible study, that's a good illustration.
Right.
But this rocky ground, I think about my driveway or I think about rocky ground.
Yeah.
It's this idea there's not a lot of soil there.
No.
And there's not room for that to kind of take root. And so oftentimes, we see plants that will spring up. And that's literally what it talks about. It sprang up. And in fact, it says it was received with joy.
Mm-hmm.
There's an excitement that comes as a result. But no root. When time of testing came, tribulation or persecution because of the word had not taken root, it immediately they fell away.
Yeah.
You know, so oftentimes, and I've seen that in people. I've been that guy,
by the way. I know. I'm tracing these soils to different stages in my life as well. So I hear what you're saying. You know, an example might be, a new Christian who says, well, I'm going to use God for my purposes, and God doesn't give them what their plans are. Mm-hmm. And they think, oh, wow. Well, then, tribulation comes and they fall away, right?
Yeah, and I mean that it's we're all susceptible to that.
Yes,
that's why I think we brought up yesterday James chapter 1, where James says, "Consider it pure joy when you encounter trials."
Right.
You know, we like to Americanize so much of the gospel to say that, come to Christ, your life's going to be great.
Yeah.
The reality is, you come to Christ, life's going to be tough. There's going to be persecution. There's going to be trials. There's going to be tribulations that come as a result of that seed being planted.
Yeah. And, and as a result of living in a fallen world.
Absolutely.
Right? Which,
absolutely.
Yes. But what we have instead is that eternal hope, which is far greater than getting healed or any of the miracles of anybody that Jesus healed.
Yeah.
And so we have that hope, and it's really us believing it with a higher degree of confidence than we probably do every day.
I'm glad you brought up that. I mean, tribulation, trials, persecution, or trials and tribulations are the result oftentimes of a fallen world. We live in a fallen world, a sinful world.
Right.
Disease, illness, all that comes as a result of a fallen world. Jesus, although, said, if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. So, you know, in a sense,
yeah.
You know, why are you surprised at the fiery ordeals that come your way?
Yeah.
They're coming. If you're right. His, trials are coming, you know, temptations are coming, tribulations coming, sickness is coming.
Yeah.
How are you going to hold up?
Absolutely. And as we fast forward ahead in the gospel, you know, we know that Jesus experienced everything in terms of persecution and suffering, and nothing that I could experience will even approximate or come close to it. Yeah. So he's already experienced it on earth in advance to a greater degree than I'll ever encounter.
I may have mentioned this yesterday. I'm teaching through Acts right now in Acts chapter 5, where it talks about Peter and the apostles. They're told not to, you know, teach or preach in the name of Jesus kind of one time. And what they did is they beat them and then sent them away. And it immediately says, and they left joyful.
Yes.
They left rejoicing that they had suffered for Christ.
Yes.
You know, I think this is an important element as we disciple men and women, is that we are making it clear that if you're His, as that seed has been planted, trials and tribulations are going to come, which... Let's go to the next one, the next heart or the next soil. In verse 7, it says, other seed fell among thorns. And the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Now, let me fast forward to verse 18, because this is the explanation. He says, and others are the ones sown among thorns. They are those who hear the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires of other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, one more break before we come back, and we're going to dive into these next two types of soil. So glad you tuned in. Call us at 844-777-7928. You can also email me at brad@swatradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This program has the potential to reach millions of men each week. If you'd like to learn how you can support this unique program that is helping men understand the truth about Jesus through God's Word and how to impact their lives and the lives of others, then go to www.swatradio.com. Then click on the donate link to help SWAT Radio pass on the truth for the next generation. SWAT Radio is underwritten in part by The Guardian Group. You know Brad Sykes as co-host of SWAT Radio. While Brad is committed to making disciples both on and off the air, his ministry extends into the marketplace as a licensed real estate agent with Keller Williams Southside. Brad and his wife Vicki are real estate agents in Northeast Florida. They are the founding partners of The Guardian Group. They help people buy, sell, and invest in real estate with offices near Butler and Southside Boulevards. 904-580-7255. That's 904-480-7255. And online at guardiangroupjax.com. That's guardiangroupjax.com. The Guardian Group. Happy to bring you SWAT Radio on the truth.
Tuesday, March 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Northeast Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce is hosting its inaugural job fair, uniting job seekers, employers, and community members toward talent and career growth. Job seekers can explore opportunities aligned with their skills and faith, while employers gain access to a pool of candidates dedicated to Christian values in the workplace. All are welcome to attend, with special rates and sponsorship options for chamber members looking to increase visibility. Author and host of the Mere Christians podcast, Jordan Rayner, is the featured guest speaker of the day. Several other Christian professionals, educators, and personalities will be leading informative and inspiring breakout sessions. Save the date, enjoy lunch, and secure your spot as space is limited. The Northeast Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce 2024 Job Fair, Tuesday, March 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Schultz Center, 4019 Boulevard Center Drive, Jacksonville, Florida. For more information, visit neflchristianchamber.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. The Jacksonville Beaches listen at 91.7.
I put push, I pull, go back and forth, finding myself. Pounding on a locked door, I try to make it out alone without your help. But I know I never win this war. I can never be, never be free without you. I can never be, never be me without you.
Hey, welcome back to SWAT Radio. Brad Sykes and Brian Andrews live here on this Wednesday afternoon. Again, you can call us at 844-777-7928 if you want to jump into the conversation. We always are open to that. And so I know we got a lot of SWAT brothers who tune in and listen. And what a powerful text this is. We mentioned this yesterday, kind of brought this out about the importance of preparing the soil, the Nahala, this right. piece of property, what was required to prepare the soil. And it was we quoted Jeremiah twice, once in verse chapter 4, once in verse chapter 23, I believe, where it talks about that they would light this field on fire to get rid of the thorns and the thistles and all the whatever was growing on that property. And then they would come in and break up the rocks, the soil, you know, the it was very rocky ground.
Right.
And that's our hearts. Our hearts,
yes.
We need to get rid of the weeds. We need to get rid of the thorns and the things that are on there. We need to break up the rocky soil of our hearts so that the seed that is sown, that we, as we open the Word of God, as we see the gospel should take root, bear fruit, 30, 60, 100 fold. And so we looked at the hardened heart as the first, type of heart, the first type of soil. We looked at a superficial heart, a heart where the seed falls, it takes root. There's some excitement, there's some
right.
joy.
Yeah.
But when tribulation and trials come, it's like the heat of the sun, it just burns it off. Mm-hmm. And then this third soil we're looking at is what Doug described as a distracted heart. Brian, if I'm honest, this is my heart.
Oh, yeah.
Many times.
Yeah.
It's a very distracted heart, a kind of a secondary view of the gospel. It's not a priority. And it's the cult of prosperity. It's the cult of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And it distracts me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's, I know you, I don't want to speak for you,
yeah.
but I'm sure that's a reality.
Oh, for me, you know? Definitely. And if I think of worries of the world, right, we get that because we think we're supposed to be in control of our world. And we're used to doing it by mm-hmm. pushing different buttons, you know,
yeah.
and influencing things so that we have control of the world. But then we squeeze out God when we do that. And so the worries of the world are, you know, that's why Jesus talks so many times, and the Bible does too. You know, do not worry. I think mm-hmm. I heard 366 times, do not worry, do not fear, you know, are in the Bible. And hopefully we're all locking into our favorite verses when we do feel that. But yeah, this is one where you're right. In this millennia, we should all be able to relate to verse 19 there. And the deceitfulness of riches. And to the listeners, how many times have you got something because you thought it was going to improve the quality of your life, and it really didn't?
Mm.
You know, kind of like the two best moments are when you buy a boat and when you sell a boat, right? And, you know, you realize that they take these material possessions take time, and they cost us more than just the dollar signs that we see there. And that chokes out the word because we're not finding time. And if Satan can keep us busy, then we're going to be ineffective, and we're going to become vulnerable.
Yeah.
And like a sheep that yeah. goes astray, when that opportunity happens, that's when the lion can come out and slay a sheep that's not in the fold with the other sheep, that's not, you know, under the protection of the good shepherd.
Well, and that is a great picture. I was reminded of a trip I took with Doug several years ago to India.
Mm.
And I remember the first morning that we woke up there. It was a Sunday. We went to separate churches to preach.
Yeah.
And I remember going into this building, and at some point, as I'm proclaiming the word of God, I'm looking out at a group of people, couldn't have been more than 40, maybe 50, sitting on the floor, on a dirt floor.
Yeah.
they don't have the comforts that we have.
Right.
If anybody's listening to us right now, you are rich.
Yes, sure.
We are rich. We are rich with all the comforts. And that's not to say those are blessings for sure, but how easily those comforts can distract us, can absolutely lead us away from being fruitful.
Absolutely. When I was in West Africa, I've been there a couple times, but you know, deep in the woods, so to speak, in a country called Liberia. Well, here they're reading worn out Methodist Bibles by candlelight in some cases, swatting mosquitoes that could be carrying malaria, but they trust God's word and they're so enamored by it that their heart is fertile and the word is being cast into their heart. And they're doing amazing things to a community that is now, you know, the soil's been properly prepared.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, properly prepared to have the seed. This, in a sense, this soil, I have in my notes, needs to be maintained.
Yes.
You know, I spoke about it yesterday. I spoke about it a little today. I am not a gardener. I do not have a green thumb. But there are some critical things for a garden to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
Needs good soil, yeah. Needs nutrients, needs sunshine, it needs water.
Yeah.
But it also needs weeding.
Yes.
We need that soil to be weeded. And
right.
And the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, the desire for all these other things are the thorns that come up. And if you're not maintaining that yeah. garden, it's yeah. going to choke out the seed. It's going to choke out what we're to do to bear
absolutely.
Fruit.
Absolutely. You're right about that, which I think that is staying, asking in a posture of, Lord, keep me surrendered. I want to be a living sacrifice on your altar.
Yeah.
And it's recognizing that Jesus is not just our Savior, but he's our King, and he wants to rule and reign in our life, and we have to give him permission because that's part of the deal. You know, we're going to serve him and then, you know, one day rejoice with him in heaven.
Amen. Amen. I mean, we're to die to ourselves.
Yes.
This particular soil is very self-centered. It's very narcissistic.
Right.
It's, you know, we have both probably experienced at SWAT over the years, men who we've gotten to know who have gone home to be with the Lord. Maybe they right. went through some very
absolutely.
Difficult health challenges.
Yeah.
And it just makes me so excited to see faithful men as they get older or as they go through the trials and the
yeah.
difficulties of
right.
life to stay faithful. That's going to require maintaining that soil.
And it's during a funeral at that moment that we realize the legacy is legacy of hope
yeah.
and hope eternal,
yeah.
Jesus.
Mm.
And that legacy is more comforting than dollars in a bank account, right?
Isn't that the truth?
And we just had a gentleman pass at about 80 from a former church and a man that really inspired me. And at that funeral service this past Friday, there was well over 1,000 people there because he was a man of God.
Mm. Doug brought this up on Monday. We are but a vapor.
Yeah.
It's gone quickly.
Right.
What are you doing
absolutely.
With the time that you've been given?
Correct.
Well, let's jump into this last soil, verse 8, and other seed fell into good soil, and it produced grain growing up and increasing and yielding 30-fold, at 60-fold, and 100-fold. And then let me just read the parallel passage here that explains what he's saying here. He says, and others are the ones sown, verse 20, but those that were sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. This is soil that is prepared. It's properly prepared. We brought this out. I know Doug brought this out in the teaching last week, and we may have mentioned this yesterday, that this idea of, you know, breaking the rocks, burning the field, getting it ready, it may take more work for other people. We've said, you know, how did you get a love for God's word?
Yeah.
Well, right. I got that because I spent time in it. You know, you're not going to get it if you just glance, you know, and don't hear that I'm not saying, don't have a daily Bible reading. Don't read through the Bible in a year. I think that's great. I think that's a phenomenal discipline.
Mm-hmm.
But don't come to the Word with the idea that I'm going to check a box and I'm going to be done.
Right.
I say this often. It doesn't matter how many times you've been through the Word. What matters is how many times the Word's been through you.
That's
as
right.
you come to the Word, allow the Word to get in you and to do its work. And what is the Word to do? It's to bear fruit.
It is. Absolutely.
30, 60?